From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. The Jefferson City School Board has approved the new boundary lines for the Jefferson City School District. Under the new lines, all Thorpe Gordon Elementary students will go to Lewis and Clark Middle School. Students in a northern portion of Cedar Hill Elementary boundaries will attend Thomas Jefferson Middle School. Thomas Jefferson students will matriculate to Capital City High School, while Lewis and Clark students will attend Jefferson City High School. JCPS Superintendent Larry Lithicum says the changes are expected to lower poverty levels and more evenly distribute students between schools.
We'll have twice as many people that can participate in art club and on the football team and hopefully smaller class size and et cetera. So all of that together, that hopefully as we want to give all of our students hope for a better tomorrow, that they will reach their potential and have a positive impact on our community moving forward.
The boundary changes go into effect next year for the 2019-2020 school year. The fate of a Missouri nail manufacturer suffering under President Donald Trump's steel tariffs has put Republican Senate candidate Josh Hawley in a bind. He now must choose between his support for the president's trade strategy and a local plant that says it could be forced to close its doors. Mid-Continent Nail Corporation says it could close its popular Bluff plant as early as this month without an exemption to tariffs. The site's operations general manager Chris Pratt told reporters in early September that the plant employs about 335 workers. The company previously had said that it might not survive through Labor Day, but stayed open. Missouri lawmakers have wrapped up their annual veto session with no overrides. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
The House did override four of Governor Mike Parson's line item vetoes, which would have restored nearly $800,000 to the current state budget. But the Senate needed to override them too, and it chose not to. Republican Dan Brown of Rolla chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee.
With the numerous discussions with the governor and his staff, and they've assuring me that this money will show up in the supplemental spending budget.
The supplemental budget bill won't be filed until next year's session begins. Brown also says the governor is hoping to use federal grants to cover one of his line item vetoes, which removed some funding to hospitals that perform time-critical emergency medical diagnoses. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The House, meanwhile, went back into special session and passed bills to expand treatment courts and to create online STEM courses. Those bills now go to the Senate. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions visited Kansas City today to talk about reducing violent crime. KCUR Chris Haxel reports.
Sessions spoke to about a dozen law enforcement officers inside the federal courthouse downtown. He said he's instructed U.S. Attorney Tim Garrison and prosecutors across the country to specifically target the most dangerous people in the most violent areas.
We call them the alpha criminals. Kind of criminals, if you continue to hammer, will make a neighborhood safer by their absence.
Sessions also touted the addition to the U.S. Attorney's Office of four prosecutors, as well as a $1.7 million grant to the Missouri State Highway Patrol to improve its criminal history records. I'm Chris Haxel.
1 in 7 people in Missouri struggle with hunger, according to Feeding America's 2016 Map the Meal Gap study. September is National Hunger Action Month, dedicated to fighting food insecurity. For some, that fight is year-round. With the help of a new PET or CT scanner, MU researchers are approaching food insecurity from a new angle. Jeffrey Bryan is director of the Comparative Oncology, Radiobiology, and Epigenetics Laboratory in the MU College of Veterinary Medicine.
You could genetically manipulate the plant to more efficiently use particular minerals and then prove that that efficiency has been enhanced by scanning uptake of a radioactive form of those minerals that are of interest to you.
Brian says the scanner could help plant scientists create stronger types of corn, part of an initiative aiming to solving global food shortages. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.